Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, January 26th. 2023. Sarah, Vinny, and Brittany, and Alex. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Alex and Brittany. I knew there was like a rhyme in there somewhere. Like,
do it every day.
Sorry, I'm thinking about something else because you just sent me something about the trivia game, which I think is a great idea.
What is it?
I want to get your take on this, and maybe this is the way we'll do it. Who just played?
Me and Bryn.
Yes.
And Vinny
and
won?
And Vinny won.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Barely. Squeaked it out.
Actually, it was
very close.
It was good.
So close.
So this person wrote,
and I played tennis too. God damn it!
Yeah, you just answered too fast.
You
answered
too fast.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking
the England one. I'm like, ah, come on, man. Zimbabwe. Anyway, go ahead.
Vietnam. All right.
So this is, who is this from? This was an email.
It's from a listener named Carrie.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hi, Brent. I have an idea for trivia. Whoever wins today should draw from the bucket and pick the next name to compete against.
I love it.
That way you defend your title as long as you can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You pick your next challenger.
Yes.
It doesn't switch the whole thing
right.
up. So you either go on or run. Well, that would certainly give people incentive to not throw it.
It would.
Or
well,
would
I would.
It?
I mean, eventually I'd have to throw it. So.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Wow. See, that's why it's going to be so much worse. When Vinny loses, he's not as cocky and arrogant as you, so he's just like, whatever. But now that you've talked all this shit, you can't lose.
Well,
it's gonna hurt so bad.
Here's what I'm thinking.
It's gonna hurt.
It's like when I play Boggle. I only go 5-letter words and higher and let everybody else do all the words. You know, because I'm amazing at that.
Oh, you handicap yourself.
I do. I give myself a handicap. So what if I use the grown-up cards?
How does that work?
You're really thinking you're gonna beat V-Hale that badly. I want her to rise up. V-Hale, what we need right now
it's
is a training montage.
I'm worried about. I'm worried about all you guys.
Oh, yo!
I don't want to hurt you.
All right. Yeah. You know what? You should have to do the adult cards, and we'll do the kid cards.
No, we'll do the kid cards to start with.
No. We'll do that.
How does that work, though? So you're going to have to go like 1 out of 6 of those cards, how many you can correct versus
that's right.
them? Because you're asked, you know, each person gets a different question.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, right? Because we're supposed to yell at our answers about the same.
I guess you could just fill it out and see how many out of 6 you get right, and we'll just compare you know, the scores.
You're ruining the game.
Well, I mean,
how about
listen,
we put on
again,
sparring
I'm actually,
gear,
it's fine.
And
I'm sure I'll get
points.
Beaten at some point by somebody. I don't know who, but someone. But that's the problem with Carrie's thing here, though. Is that, you know, what if I do go on a tear and now everybody has to face off against me for
forever. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for years with V. Hale. Years.
Every time.
So it's fine. Go on a year-long run. You'll do... We'll love
it. See if she can.
I like to read the questions.
All that shit talking.
Yeah, we know you do, but you also are claiming to be the champion. So let's see you in action.
Okay.
She likes to read them so she can say, these are fucking kids' cards, you dummies.
Yep, she likes to just be all, oh, you guys are so dumb.
Well, I
I look at the answer right here in front of me.
I hope one of you does beat me one day because I feel like that would be great for your self-esteem.
Oh,
so that's a gift I can give you.
Okay, then let's do that.
Yep.
Sounds good.
What a cunt I am.
Nothing can save my self-esteem. That's where I win.
Oh, that's funny.
It's gonna be fun.
Maybe it'll be like a question, a card with just questions that are like right in your wheelhouse. You know, they'll be all about football. I don't know anything about football.
Yeah, you do. You liar.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I know enough stuff that I can probably answer some kids' cards questions about it. Okay. So I want. There's a couple things in the Secret Show folder. This V Hill feedback thing, I should save that for next
week.
Yeah,
you should save it for her. It's actually that same person that was talking about
this sort of column. Oh, yeah. Because I remember.
So they're following up and actually apologizing, so it's great. She'd love to hear that, I'm sure.
Somebody named Michelle sent us, she says, I came across a video on Facebook called Cougar Puberty. So, of course, I had to click on it. It was two women talking about menopause, but one of them referred to it as Cougar Puberty. And I thought Sarah would find it hilarious.
Oh.
As in, when you're in puberty, you're going through that change from child to adult. And then when you're going through cougar puberty, you're going from cougar to elderly.
Oh.
Is that what she's getting here? She says, I'll add the link, but I don't blame you if you don't want to click on some random link from a stranger. Which is true. You know, you don't want to do that. But if you click on it, Brent, I'm fine with it. Did you look at it?
I didn't. It's 7 minutes long. But what I'll do is I can post it. It does seem funny, but it's two girls talking about some stuff. And it's about menopause, obviously.
Yeah, I don't like thinking about menopause.
All right, so I'll post it and send it to you. How's that?
Sure. Okay. I guess.
All right.
I'm moving that to the red folder. I don't understand it. Let me see if I can find it again. I don't know about that.
Cougar puberty.
I'll read you a couple of headlines.
Okay.
You could just let me get through a few and then you tell me which one.
Okay.
Bad advice, alcoholic husband desperate for help. Eek. Hello radio family. I don't know what to tell my cousin about a threesome or Secret Show. Positive first time.
I want the last two. We've done enough alcohol stories and I don't mind doing them more. If you're interested in that, you can do it.
I don't want to do the eek one. No.
What's the eek? The eek is the alcoholic,
fucking,
right?
No, that's just the whole title. So I clicked on it. It's two lines and I don't want to do that one.
Oh.
It's not good. Okay, so let's start with the positive first time.
Okay.
Happy New Year, Radio Fam. Don't say my name. Slurps all around. I heard your call for stories from people who had a positive experience when they lost their virginity. It's so important to hear the good news stories among all the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly every woman I know describes their first time as somehow regrettable. That is true.
Me too. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, just about everybody I know.
I sit there and tell my dumb story with like glory in my heart, and then you ask the person you're talking to, and they're like, "Oh, I was raped." What the fuck? Like, is it really that for half the?
It happens. There's often a lot of pressure. So whether or not it's a violent rape, it's
no.
Often
that's what
rape.
I mean. I mean, ultimately, a lot of the stories end up being, I told him no, but he threw it in anyway.
Yeah, I didn't want to, but he wore me down. It's funny. Like, I really did think that my first time, which was not, he had worked on me for 6 months, but I sort of said, look, I'm going to be 17 tomorrow. I'm going to do him.
So you'd come to a verbal agreement.
No, I had come to an agreement with myself. Okay.
I'm going
to
let this next pass is going to happen.
Yes. And, he was very sweet right up until he never called me again afterward. He was, I love you. This is something we could share together. And I thought about it. And I didn't love him, but I was like, you got to lose at some point. And
the girl that I was lost it with, who I had a great experience, but we had verbally agreed this is why we're going to the park where we're headed.
With the two people who were witnesses. It's good to
have
witnesses.
There were six of us in the car.
Oh, six? So there were four witnesses.
No, no, no. Here's how it went. Me and Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, and I can't remember who he was with. And then Landon, and I can't remember the girl's name.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Drives up to Turtle Rock Park in Irvine, California. There's a big tree house there. There's no way it's still there. There's just no way.
People can have fixed it and added to it over the
years. And everybody's expecting to have sex on this drive
up to
all of us have agreed with our partners we're doing this.
Okay.
And then when we get there, Eric goes, well, it's my car. We're doing it in here. Everybody out. And we went,
and it's raining.
Shucks. So then we went to the treehouse, and we tried to separate as much as we could, but it was a square.
Mm-hmm.
There were no corners. Yeah. There were no blocking views.
Well, and you were over there pulling all your monkey moves and swinging.
I threw down a blanket, and I did definitely do what I'd witnessed, what I'd seen as this is what you do when you have sex. So I licked her. Can I say that? I guess I can't.
We're on the
here.
Secret yeah. show. Yeah.
Say anything you want.
Say yeah. whatever
licked
you'd like.
Her, so they must have got a nice view of my butthole as my ass was in the air.
Oh, you guys were like,
are you already naked? Huh?
You weren't side by side. You were. Your ass was facing them, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
How big was this treehouse?
8x8. It's very small. Basically, if they both went for the backstroke at the same time, they hit butts.
See what I mean?
Look at that. The size of that.
This whole Alice sign.
I would say the ground floor was that size.
Seven,
and
seven
I was on
feet
one
by
side,
9 feet.
And maybe. They were on the other side. Anyway, I did her, you know, face to face. Then I threw her into doggy style. I was on a roll. I was really.
Boy, they really had a good view.
It was fun. Yeah. And then I looked over and they were both like.
watching you freak out. And he's like, oh, God. It's like, I picture, this is what I always picture. When I think about Vinny having sex that time, when everyone was like, what the fuck is going on over there? You ever see the picture where, like, a little kid is just overwhelmed by puppies? Like, the puppies come over, and they're just jumping, and they knock the kid down, and then there's, like, a pile of puppies, and they're just going all around and licking them everywhere, and just like, oh, my God, their tails are wagging, and they're freaking out.
Yeah,
they're just...
uh-huh.
It's like that. It's like Vinny is the puppy.
I had a ton of fun, and it was a great experience.
Uh-huh.
And so let's get to this person's story. But that's why when I tell my story and I expect to hear that in return from who I'm talking to and they go, no, it was terrible. I just think, ah.
Well, I was waiting for fireworks. I was like, oh, this is going to be amazing. Right. And it's going to just get better and better. And it was like, ow, this is not at all what I thought it would be.
It probably was Vinny for him, right though. He probably liked it. Oh, there you go.
Oh, there's Vinny, yeah. And there's the girl trying to get away. She's rolling. She's trying to get away. Those tongues are going crazy.
I understand.
Can't take it anymore.
You know, we need some comedic
They're crawling
value.
All over him.
But Michelle really liked me, and I really liked her. We had fun. It was good.
She wasn't trying to
get away. No,
sure?
I'm positive.
You're like a whirling dervish, just going
she
all around.
Liked it.
I feel these. I don't like that. But spank. Oh, it'll flip you over. It just sounds so frenetic, you know? Okay, so anyways, she says the only thing she regrets is that she was only 14. Mm. She says, and so was the boyfriend, though. My boyfriend and I were only 14. Read on to see why I actually have zero regrets whatsoever. The year was 1988, late spring of my 8th grade year. Wow, that does feel early.
That does feel early.
My first love and I had been together for 9 months, did all the bases numerous times, and had open conversations about our desire and progressively changing levels of readiness to have sex on a number of occasions during our nightly marathon phone calls. We even talked about pregnancy prevention. I went on the pill and he had a condom on hand, which we didn't end up using because in our minds, we didn't need it since it was the first time for us both. Well, she was on the pill.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't like he was going to give her a disease, I guess, is what they felt. When we finally had sex, I was totally ready, fully engaged, and genuinely wanted to satisfy my natural curiosity. The event was super cute and sweet. He was respectful and asked for my consent along the way before we even knew what consent was. Mm. Even when he already knew I was all in, he wanted to make sure I was comfortable. And I was comfortable, not only because we were the best of friends who loved and trusted each other, but because we did our usual rounding of the bases for so long beforehand. I was well lubricated and he was entering slowly enough that it didn't hurt too much. It most certainly did not last long enough to hurt either, lol. I look back in amazement because we even managed to share some giggles when we bumbled around a bit. We didn't put any kind of heavy romantic spin on it. Like Sarah, I've never been into making love. Oh, excuse me. It just seemed like the next natural step we both wanted to take. We stayed together and got some good practice in for a few months afterward. And then I went to another school that fall and we organically drifted when we started hanging out with different kinds of crowds. Fun fact. We reconnected on Facebook in its early days and had a clandestine adventure in an SF hotel room one night.
Whoa!
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It was bittersweet because he was married and I wasn't interested in becoming a mistress in an ongoing affair.
Oh,
man. So they did.
Sleeping with a married man is not something I'm proud of, but much like when we were younger, my curiosity and feelings for him took me over. I wish I could tie up this story in a sweet little box, in a sweet little bow. But we did not stay in touch after that night. It was too painful for us to do so. I still think of him often and will forever remember him fondly.
I told you, when I saw this girl again after high school in San Diego, she'd come down to visit us, a bunch of us, because we're all from the same area. And I thought, oh, this chick's not going to be able to keep her hands off me. And she could.
Mm-hmm.
She totally could. I was like... I don't get it.
Wait, I'm not plunging right back in? You remember how amazing it was, right?
I
like puppies.
I just went, wow, she really isn't... Like, I don't...
I'm very sorry that the
fondness that I had for her, I expected to be like...
Your Yelp reviews were not great.
Immediate, and it just was like, no, we did that.
Yeah. Well, you weren't her first.
No. No, I wasn't.
So it's not like you hold that special place of honor.
No, I don't.
For her, you were...
No, I still... you know, everybody thinks they're supposed to hold a special spot in someone's heart, though.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought for sure she's not going to be able to keep her pants on.
They're just going to fly right out
the
window.
She totally could. I was like, I can't believe this.
The fuck, lady?
Have another drink. Maybe that's what you need.
Oh,
it didn't
work. Those days.
None of it. None of it helped.
How old were you when 15 when all this happened?
I was 15. Mm. So she would have been 14.
Oh.
But she, believe me, she brought me into the world of boning, not the other way around.
Yeah. The virginity stories. I don't think I ever
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Took anyone's virginity. I feel like I'd really remember it if I had.
I actually, in retrospect, though, to be totally honest, I boned her in a treehouse and a pool bathroom.
So super.
Well, she can't possibly
romantic.
Look back fondly on, are we going to do it in this bathroom?
Are we going to do it right next to these people?
Well, yeah, there's a door on this. You want to go outside? I mean, I'll do it outside. Don't worry.
Wherever you want. I don't care. I like an audience. You know, I put on a big show.
It was, you know.
Happy puppy.
I was being really smart. Colony bathroom. What?
Is that the same bathroom where you
No,
guys
that was the Deerfield bathroom.
Okay, all right.
Nope, that was a different bathroom.
Period incident. The, oh my God, I'm cut.
Uh-huh. I was hurt.
Why am I covered in blood?
I broke my cock on that chick. How dumb do you got to be, though? How naive do you have to be to not first think, oh, she was on her period?
I think seeing your cock covered in blood.
It was, but it
might,
was really the,
been...
the bottom of my t-shirt is was the blood. The bloodline was like, it was kind of like hazy. It was dark. It was nighttime.
You were also probably drinking.
Yeah. I mean, when was I not in my childhood?
Right. So, of course, you were startled and started to freak out. And
But I remember Barbara, that's the lady, she's like, when she saw me again, she's, where'd you go? And I was like sitting there.
I ran home to my mommy so that she could put the strawberry shortcake band-aid on my wiener.
I was all bloody and didn't know what to do.
What did you say to her?
I gave her some shit story. I don't know. I wasn't going to talk to her about her period.
Right.
I didn't. I still like didn't get it.
Right. Really?
I just didn't really, like, a lot of things missed me. I loved naked ladies, but I didn't understand all the ways of the world. I needed some help, and no one was there for
me. Is she the second lady you banged? How old were you when you did Barbara in the bathroom?
16.
With your friend?
16.
So not long after you'd lost your virginity.
Not that long. Mm. And I ended up in a long-term relationship shortly thereafter, so... Yeah, she was not...
With Darcy? Was that the Darcy relationship?
She wasn't second, but she was probably fifth.
Who was second? Oh, Jesus. Oh, and as soon as you lost your virginity, you went nuts.
This is from the lady who boned all of New England in 1 year.
Hey, I was of age, though.
Oh, okay, but I'm just saying. I mean, so, yeah, I
don't know. It seems like guys are always trying to get it, and then when they finally do, they try to hang on to that girl because she's putting
I
out.
I tried. She didn't want to.
But I'm saying, but now you suddenly find
Actually, I take that back. You know what she
it.
Did do? When we were starting to break up, she told me she was pregnant, and I went, and I freaked out, and then I was like, okay, we'll get married. And then she went, I'm not pregnant. And I went, wait, are you just fucking with me?
Was That's she how, just fucking with
yep.
you?
Yep. Wow.
But we were kids. That's an example of people being kids.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
I think that people have said, you know, I'm pregnant just to keep someone in a relationship with them. And
that's
then,
what I think she, but I mean, that comes to light quickly.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if she expected me to go, yeah, okay, I'll keep it. Let's get married. But I was into her. I liked her. And she felt really good. Really good.
I know that feeling.
Anyway, did we read this lady's story? Did she say it yet?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Didn't she?
Yeah. Remember? And then she boned
about some
him.
Gory details.
I thought we got them. She banged the married guy years later.
Oh, went
later.
Back, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. That's
crazy.
That's
what started me down that other story where she didn't seem to need me.
You didn't need her either. You just...
She felt really good, Sarah. Really, really good.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do
some
it
of them are
a secret show.
Better than others, you know.
Well, you know when your penis fits perfectly in a vagina, it's hard to say goodbye.
Squeeze me again.
Yeah.
Do that clench thing. Okay.
I definitely dated girls too along the way where I was like, I never want to not be with these boobies ever.
Ever. Yep.
I hear you. I'm stuck with these boobies. And I see boobies and I go, oh, those are the ones.
You got good boobs. I've seen your boobs. Stop it.
Such a liar.
Oh, please.
All right.
What do you mean he's such a liar? You've said it before.
Yeah, you
what
showed
are you
him
talking
to me
about?
In Philly, in the studio, in the, right there.
No, that,
yes.
You've been saying that for years. It's
don't
not
take
true.
That back that, now,
you know
Sarah,
what? This is just the deny everything.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine. I never saw him.
Thank you. Finally, get that on tape. Where's
and Bryn seen him too, by the way.
Well, that was an accident, and I didn't. And I, as soon as I realized that, I just went down back underneath the water. I didn't know it was going to be see through.
I'm feeling kind of left out.
You are.
Show.
You will continue to feel that way.
Show Aho.
I'm not showing Aho
Come
anything.
On.
Aho,
I'm the only one that hasn't
years.
Seen him.
He doesn't care about years. That anyway. He just cares about buttholes. He's definitely not seeing that. All right. I have things to do today.
Hey.
What's that?
Is your name Alexander?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Oh.
Grampel.
Sorry, that just occurred to me. Like, oh, Alex must be short for... Okay. Nothing.
It's Alexandria.
It shows up as Alexander on his company email.
Oh.
It does?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alejandro.
Alejandro Padilla. Oh.
Padilla.
Maria. Hortata.
Hortata. All right, guys.
Okay, yeah, we're done. Send notes, anything, whatever you want to Bryn, BRYN at RadioAllis.com. See you on Friday.
The end.